Listen to this reed as it is grieving. It tells the story of our separations. Since I was severed from the bed of reeds, in my cry men and women have lamented. I need the breast that's torn to shreds by parting to give expression to the pain of heartache. Whoever finds himself left far from home looks forward to the day of his reunion. I was in grief in all society. I joined with those of sad and happy state. Each one assumed he was my bosom friend, but none sought out my secrets from within me. My secret is not far from my lament, but eye and ear have no illumination. There's no concealment of the soul and body, yet no one has the power to see the soul. The reed flute's sound is fire, not human breath. Whoever does not have this fire, be gone. It is the fire of love that's in the reed, the turbulence of love that's in the wine. The reed is friend to all who are lovelorn. Its melodies have torn our veils apart. Whoever saw a poison and a cure, a mate and longing lover like the reed? The reed tells of the road that runs with blood. It tells the tales of Majnun's passionate love. This sense is sanctioned only to the senseless. The tongue can trade with nothing but the ear. In our lamenting, days turned into nights. The days were taken up with burning pains. If days are gone, say, go, there is no fear. And stay, O you who are uniquely holy. Save for the fish, all are filled up by water. The day is long for him who has no bread. The raw can't grasp the state of one who's cooked. Then words must be cut short, and so farewell. Be free, my son, and break your chains asunder. How long will you be slave to gold and silver? If you should pour the sea into a pitcher, how much will it contain? At best, a day's worth. The greedy eye is a pitcher never filled. The pearl won't fill the discontented shell. They will be wholly cleansed of greed and faults, whose clothes are torn to shreds by lover's passion. Rejoice, O love, that is our sweetest passion, physician of our many illnesses, relief from our pomposity and boasting, O you who are our Plato and our Galen. For love, the earthly body soared to heaven. The mountain took to dancing and to skipping. When love approached Mount Sinai's soul, O lover, Sinai was drunk, and Moses fell a swoon. If I were joined with my companion's lips, then like the reed, I'd tell what must be told. A man cut off from fellow native speakers is tongue-tied, though he has 100 songs. And when the rose is gone, the garden faded, you will no longer hear the nightingale. The lover is a veil. All is beloved. Beloved lives. The lover is a corpse. When love no longer has a care for him, he's like a wingless bird. Alas for him. How can I understand the things around me when my companion's light is not around me? Love is demanding that these words come out. How can a mirror be without reflection? Do you know why your mirror tells of nothing? The rust has not been taken from its surface. Oh, friends, make sure you listen to this story. In truth, it is the essence of our state.